Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got one of them wacky stories about litigation and how hilarity ensues after litigation ensues. And, you know, litigation is not fun. And I have a lot of people who call me and say, Steve, I want to file a lawsuit over something. And I explain to them how difficult that's going to be and what a long road it's going to be. And they go, I don't care. I want to do this. I'd like to file a lawsuit. And I try to explain to people, lawsuits aren't fun. They're not fun. So take this as a warning. By the way, Heather, Ryan, who's a Finn, by the way, and Doug sent this story to me out of Canada from driving.ca, but it's been widely reported elsewhere also. A British Columbia woman who sued a dealer after crashing her Aston Martin has been ordered to pay $300,000. And the owner took her mechanic to court because she thought they unfairly inflated her repair bill. But now she has got to pay them. So she sued them. They countersued. They won. She lost. And now she's probably sorry she thought of suing them in the first place. Coleman Molnar wrote the story for driving.ca. And people were comparing the woman from Richmond, British Columbia, to James Bond when she purchased her $200,000 Aston Martin DB9. DB9, the Aston Martin. It's a 2014 Aston Martin. $200,000 for a car. I know cars can cost that much. I'm just joking. So the car, by the way, is even Skyfall Silver. Skyfall Silver. And of course, Skyfall, I don't think, was one of the better, more recent James Bond films. In fact, that's one when I can watch some James Bond films more than once. That's one I don't think I've made it through more than once. But those comparisons to James Bond stopped when the woman crashed the car into a rock in December of 2015. Now, I don't know if the rock was moving or the rock was in traffic, but generally speaking, when you hit a rock with your car, you've made a mistake. It's hard to blame the rock. But I've mentioned before that I used to drive a tow truck in the city of Birmingham, and there is a road called Greenfield Road that dead ends into 14 Mile Road. And at that T-stop, and you can look it up on Google Earth, you can see it from space, there's a big rock that someone put in their front yard to keep cars from hitting their house. Because occasionally, especially late at night, coming home from the bars, a driver unfamiliar with the area would just run through that light and plow into the house. And I got called one day, driving the tow truck, late at night actually I got called, and they said, yeah, we need you at the intersection of Greenfield and 14 Mile Road. And I went there, hoping to pull a car off the rock. Nope. Pulled a car off the porch next door, because the guy woke up, or the woman actually, woman woke up just in time to see the rock. Veered to the left, hit the house next door. So generally speaking, though, when you hit the rock, it's your fault. So she crashed the car into a rock in December, and learned she wouldn't be able to afford to fix it. So she sued the dealership and the repair shop that fixed it because she thought they needlessly hiked up the bill. Okay, so she wrecks the car, takes it to a repair shop, and then when they tell her what the repair is going to be, she sues them. Now, it turns out that she only had basic insurance on the car. She did not have, apparently, whatever it would take to cover a car rock collision. I'm guessing that's some form of comprehensive coverage. And the repair bill was, it says here, $85,000 to $135,000. Now, I'm not sure why it jumps around like that, why it wouldn't be one or the other. So when she was handed the invoice, she decided to go to court instead, and she actually suggested that she did not have to pay this money. She should not have to pay that much money. She thought that that bill was inflated. That was crazy. So she filed the lawsuit in 2018, and she sued a dealer and an auto shop, saying they had taken advantage of her and her lack of English-speaking skills and her perceived wealth. They sold her a luxury vehicle, and somehow that was wrong. And then they overcharged her for the cost of repairs, and she wasn't going to pay, and that was wrong. So she then hired and fired four different law firms, and that was wrong. Now, you might say, Steve, why do you say that? And, you know, if someone's got a good case, it's not hard to find an attorney. It's not hard to find an attorney if you've got a good case. And so if you find yourself burning through law firms, usually you see these in divorce cases. And I've mentioned before about that as a divorce case out of Oakland County, Michigan, which is often described as the case from heck. That's my PG version of it. And the litigants on both sides have burned through attorneys because the attorneys are sick of the parties. They're just sick of the parties. And usually that's the problem. It's usually a problem between the client and the attorney. They can't get along. But if you can't get along with all these different people and you've got a good case, there's a problem there. But I suspect that the case is not that good. So she burned through four law firms. She then decided to represent herself. She also sued for pain and suffering. She wanted damages of $300,000. And by the way, she wanted a new car. And that's one of the things that every now and then I hear someone say. They'll say, Steve, I want this, I want that. I want a new car. They go, why do you think you're entitled to a new car? They go, car dealership sells them or the manufacturer makes them. I want a new car. Just because they make cars doesn't mean they have to give them away. You want a new car. So she wants $300,000 for pain and suffering, and she wants a new car. By the way, who gets to keep the old car? Because presumably if the car is fixed, can't you just pay for that and get your old car back? So she wants $300,000 for pain and suffering and a new car. But meanwhile, the judge decided no and dismissed the claim. But instead, he ordered her to pay the counterclaim, which was for the amount of the damages, which is $85,000, interest on those damages, because if you sue somebody for money and the case drags to the court and then they're ordered to pay you here, you can usually get interest back the date you filed the claim. Because if you owed them money here, why wouldn't you pay interest on it? So you got to pay interest on that. So prejudgment interest makes complete sense. So he ordered her to pay $85,000 to pay for the repairs, ordered her to pay the prejudgment interest of $4,000, also ordered her to pay the legal fees of the other side, and ordered her to pay storage fees of $400 a day. Now, $400 a day might seem steep, but then again, it is an Aston Martin in Skyfall Silver. Again, a lesser James Bond film, but still, that does not make the car any lesser. It's just the name of the color. So she got hit with a $328,930.50 judgment. That's what she owes them, $328,000. But good news is Canadian. So the whole suing the sellers after crashing it bit is definitely not something Bond would do, Coleman Molnar writes. Destroying the car, sure, that's something you'd do. That's good. And he writes, if you want to whine about the repair bill, that's Q's job. So I'll summarize this for you again, because this is a fascinating case. Woman buys the Aston Martin and hits a rock with it. She takes it to the body shop to have it fixed. They hand her the bill, and she goes, that's outrageous. I'm not paying that bill. She sues them for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they countersue her because they've got a valid claim. They fixed the car. They just want her to pay the bill. Meanwhile, the car is sitting there. They litigate for a few years, and the court comes back and goes, you, owner of the car, you get nothing. You, the people who repaired the car, you get something. And they wind up with a judgment against her for $300,000. The main claim was frivolous. That is the woman suing the repair shop. The counterclaim was good. Breach of contract. They did the work and needed to get paid. That is a classic case. Now, the question is, if she had simply squabbled with them but not sued them, would they have sued her for the money, or would they have held onto her car until she paid them? They probably would have done that, I would guess. But if she couldn't pay them or didn't pay them, they could have sued her for the $89,000. Or they could have kept her car with a mechanic's lien and probably sold it at auction, gotten their money paid that way, and then if there's a surplus, give it back to her. But the ironic thing is that she filed the lawsuit. Instead of owing them $85,000, she owes them $300,000. And that's not good. But of course, she was representing herself. And you know what they say. So Heather, Ryan, and Doug, thanks for passing along. BC woman who sued dealer after crashing her Aston Martin ordered to pay them $300,000 after she sued them, and she lost her case. Driving.ca had the story. Coleman Molnar wrote it. Great story. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. took my dog to a bonfire, and as she sat there staring at it blankly, I realized she loves sticks, and I was burning a giant toy pile of sticks. Oopsie!